when my heart becomes weary from the overload of sorrow and the burden of woes and worries to the point of where I think it won't hold together much longer, if I can just get out where the sky is a little bluer, where the air is clear from all the impurities caused by man, where the clouds float unhindered by tall buildings, where the eye can have a clear vision for miles ahead, and the warmth of the sun can purify my thoughts, or the moonbeams point the way where I can talk to all creation and have it understand, where I can feel the spell and kindly influence of the one who knoweth all things, then nothing matters, and all is well. Now, neighbor, if you're feeling that way, you better come out here with Pinto Pete and his ranch boys. And if we don't send you back in a few minutes, feeling better and a new grip on life, well, I miss my guess, that's all. But come on out anyhow and hear the music, won't you? Well, I see you boys have your best bib and tucker on. What's the occasion, Jack?
Well, I'll tell you, boss, we knew the young ladies were coming out, and aside from that, we tried to play a joke on Curly and put a skunk in his bunk.
Uh-oh.
But we got the worst of it, so we had to change our clothes.
Jack, I think you boys better give up this playing tricks and stick to your cow punching and singing.
I think you always get
the worst of it. Well, what are you going to sing for us?
Well, boss, we learned a tune from the Randall sisters, and we're going to sing it for you now. It's called A Cowboy's Heaven.
Let's have it.
Tonight I'm a tired-weary cowboy. I've been in the saddle all day, searching the hills and the valleys for cattle that strayed away. Old Payne is tired and leg-weary. His feet are all broken and sore. Someday our work will be over and we'll ride on that other shore. There'll be work up there aplenty for a good cowpuncher someday. Keeping stray shooting stars in their pasture, riding herd on the Milky Way. The comets, they all must be maverick. They'll have to be marked with his brand. Me and old Paint will be happy on the range in that promised land.
Oh, boys! Boys, you sure sung that grand. You know, that was as pretty a song as I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's a good song, right? But I know somebody that sings songs that can just beat us all hard.
Well, Curly, that sounds kind of strange coming from you. Who is this vocal wonder that you're talking about?
Well, I'm speaking of you, boss.
Oh.
So you come on and sing for us, and I'll talk to Jerry over here and see if he won't play us a dance music when you get through.
All right, let's go. Thorns in my
now, Jerry. The boss done himself proud. Come on, do your part.
George, Jerry, come on. I want to do a little
dance. Come on and play.
Say, girls, you haven't said a word all this time. And we have a ruling around here that when you don't talk, you have to sing. So I guess you're elected to sing us a tune.
Oh, all right, Jack. Seeing as how that's the rule, I guess we can't get out of it.
Come on, Tito, play the piano.
All right, girls.
Dun, 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 no. Dun, 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 no.
Trying to learn some love songs lately. We got us a book, and we've been practicing one and got it down pretty good. Would you like to hear it?
Why, I should say I would, Jack. What's the name of this love song?
This is called Nevada Moon.
Oh, let's have it.
Nevada Moon, go on and croon a pretty love song to a little girl I know. Far away tonight, she's waiting in Nevada where you'll go. And when you find her, please remind her that I'm yearning. Tell her I'll be coming. Say I'm lonely for her only always. Don't forget Nevada.
the trail, folks, on your journey back home. And come out again sometime. Pinto Pete and his ranch boys, they'll always welcome you.